I'm reminded as I read this to you, 1 John chapter 2, I believe it is, verse 15 through 17, it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. I'm mindful of that. There's a priority. There's a precedent, wouldn't you think? God says, seek me first. Can you hear that? Seek me first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things be added unto you. I don't have time to show you, but you remember Solomon? Jesus said, even Solomon is not arrayed better than you are. He said, the birds and the lilies, amen. And God is able to bless you and bless me and give us what we need. He knew we needed a Bible Baptist church in Hopewell. He knew we needed a good, independent, fundamental Bible-believing church that would preach the Word of God in light of a crowd, amen. In light of having hundreds here, he knew there'd be somebody here. He raised it up, amen. And then he added to it. As he added to it, some have gone on, amen. But somebody saw something and said, preacher, I'm going to get behind you. I'm going to work with you. I'm going to help you, amen. And so he's still doing it after 14 years. He just plug in a few here, plug in a few though, so we can keep preaching the word. Amen. I got to stop, amen. Preacher, I got to stop. Let me give you one more verse. I'll leave this one with you. Colossians 1:17. Notice the verse here again about the precedence. Colossians 1. I'll try Colossians 2. Colossians 1 and 17. And 18. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. It's talking about Christ. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning of the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have what? The preeminence. First place. Christ wants to be first in your life, dear Christian friend. That's what he wants to be. And I believe it's a priority. It's a precedent. It's an order. He ought to have first place. And they first gave themselves unto the Lord. You hear this morning, you're on the sound of my voice. I'm wondering, have you given yourself to the Lord this morning? Are you saved? Are you born again? Are you sure about heaven as though you're already there? Have you any doubts this morning that if you died today, you'd go back and be with the Lord? If you're doubting this morning, you don't have to. You can come and let us take the Bible and show you how you could know that you're going to heaven when you die. You hear this morning, your priorities are out of whack. They're out of place. You're a Christian. God is saying, get your priorities in place. He says, consider your ways. He said, prove me therewith and see when I pull you out of blessings, amen, that you won't have barns enough to put it in. Every head bowed and no one looking around. Dear Heavenly Father, this morning we thank you again for the Word of God. Lord, we thank you for the liberty to preach. Thank you for your people, Lord. Thank you for the blood of Christ that cleanses from sin. Thank you for the truth, Lord, that there ought to be some precedence. There ought to be some order. There ought to be some first things in the Christian life. God, I ask you this morning to speak to our hearts now. Every head bowed and no one looking around. Friend, let me ask you this morning so I may know better how to continue in prayer. I want you here today to preach, I'm not saved. I've never trusted Christ as my Savior. You say, preacher, would you just remember me in prayer this morning? I'm not saved. I've never trusted Christ. I never trusted Christ. You hear this morning, you say, preacher, I know that I'm saved this morning. I know that I'm saved, but you did touch something. The message of God touched something in my life. Would you just remember me in prayer also? Yes, see your hand. Let's see. I see several hands. Thank you so much. Anybody, preacher, you just touched something. Your message touched something. Anybody else like that this morning? Anybody else? Let's pray. Lord, as we continue in prayer, we pray, God, that it is true this morning that no hands were raised concerning salvation, Lord, not being saved. But God, you know who they are. If they are not saved, save the sinner that's near as hell. God, I pray for these who raised their hand this morning. Say, yes, that message speaks to my heart about first things, about priorities. God, help them today. Help them, dear God, to be willing, dear God, to commit some ways to the Lord, to delight in you, Lord, to rest in you. to trust in you in first things. And Lord, we'll thank you. God, we'll praise you for it. Bless these now who raise their hands. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you stand with us this morning? Take your hymn.